USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
FBI agents prevented a terrorist attack in Los Angeles last Friday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says U.S. military veteran Mark Domingo wanted retribution for attacks on mosques in New Zealand.
Fortunately, the IEDs that he planned to use weren't actual bombs. They were inert devices provided by the FBI that posed no danger to the public. They were delivered by a person Mr. Domingo thought was a Confederate, but who was in fact an undercover law enforcement officer.
Hanna says Domingo planned to set off explosives at several locations, Huntington Beach, the Port of Long Beach, and the Santa Monica Pier. He reportedly was targeting white nationalists, Jews, and churches. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, submitted his resignation letter to the White House Monday, effective May 11th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's first presidential campaign rally was held Monday at a union hall in Pittsburgh.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. Start rewarding work over wealth. Just the first step is reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks in the tax code that reward special interests.
Biden plans campaign stops in Iowa the next couple of days. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Jerry Nadler is threatening to subpoena Attorney General William Barr if he doesn't show up for a scheduled hearing later this week. Nadler tells CNN he'll do all within his power to compel Barr to attend. Barr is sparring with a Democrat-led committee over the format of the planned questioning. A tourist helicopter crashed Monday in Kailua, a suburb of Honolulu, killing all three people on board. Witnesses say fire and helicopter parts rained down from the sky, just missing some motorists. Circumstances of the crash were unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service in Poway, part of the San Diego Jewish community, was remembered Monday as a loving, giving woman by her husband, friends, and members of her congregation, and also her daughter, Hannah Kay.
She knew Judaism went beyond the text, beyond the guidelines, beyond the synagogue. She knew Judaism was also about who you are as a person, how you treated others, how you respected and showed loving kindness to all people. My mother lived her life this way. Everyone was her sister. Everyone was her trusted confidant. Everyone was her friend.
Kay was standing in the lobby of the temple when she stepped between the rabbi and a man who fired several shots from what police described as a rifle. Her husband, Howard Kay, a doctor with Scripps Coastal Medical Center, Cedar Vista, told the congregation he performed CPR on his wife and that she died quickly. Treated as a hate crime, a 19-year-old faces a murder charge. A recent survey reveals 6 million U.S. parents have at least one child under 18 with their own credit card. John Clemens has more.
The survey conducted by CreditCards.com found 21% of the parents questioned said their youngster used the plastic at least once without their permission. Despite that finding, Ted Rossman, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com, said he supports children having their own credit card.
We know that far too many people are left out of the credit system. FICO actually says 53 million Americans don't have enough data in their credit files to even generate a FICO score.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.